there's two parts to it for me personally. Is the way Michael handled it early in the week with, you know, on a Monday you get to present, or he gets to present what happened over the weekend and justify why the charges were laid. And you just got that wrong with, you know, it's suggestion that both arms were pinned. Amon came off and didn't come back on. So it's just a bit sloppy from our point of view, and the fact that we can't comment on it as a club. And to follow up from that, to go on every radio station and suggest it was the easiest decision he's ever made, I would have thought we could make that after the tribunal, not before. So the natural justice, I suppose, of everything is a bit flawed there. So I'm not sure what we can and can't say in the build-up, but I would have thought it should be fair and reasonable for both sides. The actual incident, it's an interesting one, and it's probably not my position to actually say whether it was right or wrong, as much as I'd probably don't agree with it. And I've got an 11-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter that play footy, and we want to try and protect them as much as we can. But the question that I've got to ask myself and talk to Nick about is, what do we do going forward? And that's probably what I've got to work through. How do we handle this going forward? Because I think to suggest that in 0.8 of a second, Nick's got to assess obviously where the ball is, who's about to get the ball, his height, his weight, is he going to crumple, is he going to take him on? Because at the moment, he sees the ball, he sees the man with the ball, and he goes as hard as he can. He gets one arm around the waist, he pins the other arm, and he got the tackle wrong. So that's okay. That was a free kick. But what does he do from now on? Because there's not enough time to actually make all those decisions. And anyone who suggests that that's the way he's going to handle it is wrong. So now I've got to make a decision, and so does Nick. And after the weeks before with different types of suspensions not laid and laid, does he hip and shoulder is the question. Because I'm not sure there's been any suspensions on that with the incidental head knocks. I don't think that's the right thing to do, but now I'm a little bit confused. So we'll work through it. We'll move on to a certain degree, but I don't want him to change. I don't think anyone wants him to change how he attacks the footy. And maybe it's just a Nick rule, because he's so powerful. And just don't be so powerful and strong and aggressive in the act of play.